this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. If you've been watching movies over the past few years, you may have noticed a big change. Some of the biggest Oscars, some of the biggest hit films are going to directors like Guillermo del Toro, Alfonso Cuarón, and Alejandro González Iñárritu. When did Mexico start making movies, you may ask? Well, the answer is Mexico has been making great movies for a really long time. We just never knew about it. So there's a way to fill in that collective memory gap, and I'm going to tell you about it. Sui generis, refers to unique species or bodies of work. And it's also the title of a surprising series of films at TIFF Cinematheque on right now. It's showing films from Mexico. It's curated by Diana Sanchez and Guillermo del Toro himself. It includes some really great famous movies like Buñuel's Avenging Angel, but an equal number I've never heard of. Surprises include there's anti-church satires, there's bizarre fantasies like you've never seen, and there's some that just transcend the genres we know about. They're like whole new movies like you've never seen. There's also a sexual frankness that was largely banned in Hollywood under the Hays Act in the 1930s, but remained legal in Mexico. So that's also quite surprising. So aside from the directors I mentioned, most of these movies, as I said, I had never heard of, but I talked to Mexican cinephiles who I know, and they were weeping over the importance and uniqueness of these selections, the ones they grew up with or saw on late night TV, but never on a big screen. So this series includes Ripstein, Buñuel, Cuarón, Del Toro, many, many others from the 1930s all the way up to recent times. It's quirky, totally eclectic, and grand. I highly recommend this series. So this week I'm looking at a Mexican sex farce about a man who bites off more than he can chew, and a Canadian coming-of-age drama about a boy forced to choke back his tears. Giant Little Ones, written and directed by Keith Behrman. It's a middle-class suburb somewhere in North America. Frankie, played by Josh Wiggins, is about to turn 17 at his big party. All his teammates from the swim team will be there. His divorced mom, played by Maria Bello, will be away that night. There'll be lots of alcohol and music, and his beautiful but vapid girlfriend says she's ready to spend the night with him for the first time. And his best friend, Ballas, played by Darren Mann, will be there to cheer him on. They've been inseparable since childhood, and they're two of the most popular guys, highly respected at school. This will be a life-changing night for Frankie, but not in the way he expects it. The party ends early when his mom comes home, and his girlfriend decides not to stay, so the two drunk best friends end up crashing in Frankie's bed, and something happens in the dark. Ballas rushes home, and the next day, everything seems different. Rumors about Frankie start spreading. He's blanked in the hallways and ghosted on Instagram. People say he's gay, and he did something to Ballas, who, by the way, does nothing to defend his former best friend. Only a few people stick by him. Mouse, played by Neve Wilson, his out lesbian lab partner, who packs a fake appendage in her jeans, teaches him how to live with bullying. "But I'm not gay," says Frankie. "Doesn't matter," says Mouse. And Natasha, Ballas' sister, played by Taylor Hickson. She was once popular too, until she was slut-shamed after something terrible happened to her. They turn to each other first as pariahs and friends, but it turns into something more. Adding to all these complications is Frankie's divorced gay dad, played by Kyle MacLachlan. Frankie hasn't spoken to him since he moved away to live with his lover. He's ready to offer advice, but first Frankie has to conquer his own homophobia. He really resents his dad. What really happened that night with Ballas? Will they ever be friends again? Is he in love with Natasha, or is it something else? And will things ever get better for him at school? Giant Little Ones is an excellent coming-of-age drama, well-acted and based on an elegantly symmetrical script. It's tender, funny, surprising, without leaving you feeling depressed. I've seen this Canadian movie twice now, and it was just as moving the second time through. I recommend this one. Solo con tu pareja from 1991, written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón. So Tomás, played by Daniel Jiménez Cacho, is known for his sexual prowess and his enormous ego. He sleeps with a different beautiful woman every night. He's also fond of challenges and pranks like running naked down the stairwell to the lobby of his apartment each morning to pick up the paper before anyone sees him. He's handsome and fit with a successful career as an advertising creative. And he lives in a swank apartment building in a good Mexico City neighborhood. He lives two doors away in the apartment from Dr. Mateo Mateos, played by Luis de Icaza, and his wife, both good friends, and they give him the keys to their apartment while they're away for the weekend. But Tomas's limits are challenged one night when he's faced with more than even he can handle. Mateo's statuesque nurse Sylvia, played by Dobrina Kristeva, is arriving for a date with him. But his boss, Gloria, calls to say she's also dropping by to hear his advertising pitch for a brand of canned jalapenos and maybe a bit of spicy fun on the side. Soon enough, he finds himself bedding his boss in Mateo's flat and Sylvia in his own, and he's forced to inch his way naked back and forth between the bedroom windows on the balcony to satisfy both women without letting either one know about the other. Okay, but to make matters worse, he finds himself infatuated by a new tenant who lives in the flat between the two. Clarissa is a flight attendant, played by Claudia Ramirez, and when he sees her robotic miming of seatbelts and oxygen masks that he sees through her window, he's smitten. But can one man keep three women satisfied at one time in adjacent apartments? The answer is no. He's fired from his job, and the nurse, to get revenge, falsifies his medical tests, tells him he's HIV positive, plunging him into a deep depression. So will Tomas discover the truth and change his ways, or will he succumb to despair and throw himself off the tallest tower in Mexico City? Okay, so Solo con tu pareja is a seldom seen, very silly, dated screwball comedy from the early 90s. It's also one of Cuarón's first films, long before his big hits Gravity, Roma, and Y tu mamá también. Okay, this is no masterpiece, but it is fun and interesting look at a very different era. It reminds me of the 1960s comedy Boeing Boeing, starring Jerry Lewis and Tony Curtis, which is also about a promiscuous man who juggles three flight attendant girlfriends in one Paris apartment. This one is also dated, but I actually think it's better than Boeing Boeing. And this one adds a pair of Japanese businessmen, some mariachi musicians, and a Montezuma lookalike to give it a more Mexican feel. Is it perfect? No, but it's fun. Okay, Giant Little Ones opens today in Toronto. Check our local listings, and you can see Solo con tu pareja only tonight at the TIFF Bell Lightbox as part of the fantastic Cinematheque film series Sui Generis on Now. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.